Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Freedom. I'm addicted to freedom. To the lightweight of my body. To the lightweight feeling of my spiritual body. I'm addicted to the joy in feeling that feeling. In the moment of chedva. The moment of a beginning. Of a true joyous moment. The initial feeling that just before the roller coaster cart reaches the first decline and starts the drop, the moment where I become weightless and my body leaves the seat for 1 second, the beginning moment of joy, chedva. This week, tomorrow, we celebrate not the exodus out of Egypt in the physical. Because after all, and throughout the scriptures, I've witnessed how the Israelites did not actually want to leave their bondage, their Egypt. It baffled me how people that were enslaved for 210 years would not want to leave their jailer and prison. It's fear that kept saying that what you don't see doesn't exist. It's fear that keeps whispering and eventually shouting in my ear, don't go. It's worse out there. It's fear that spreads its fictitious feathers like a peacock, tantalizing our eyes to stay and look, to be mesmerized by its deception. By not seeing through their spiritual eyes, it was easy to be led astray and complain only about what was, rather than what is and what can and will be. It is the physical and material eyes that blind and blur the light that shines from within us, from within you, from within me. It is fear and negativity that blinds us from seeing what is in front of us. And the checks and balances that are part of this physical world's government are actually a daily reminder for us where we were and where do we want to go. Not letting our past dictate our future. Every year during this time I remember all these tantalizing moments that shadowed my spiritual eyes. I remember all the joyous moments where my spiritual eyelids would open a little bit, and then I remember the withdrawal back into the same old familiar place of pain and suffering. It's fear that with its deception erases the word and feelings of freedom, love, joy, compassion. It erased it from my vocabulary. I am grateful for the gift, God, that you've given me to remember. To remember that my freedom is not conditional but a starting point. To remember that compassion, kindness, and love are engraved in each one of us. Ingrained in me. And love to you. Love is what I give. Shalom, everybody. This is welcome to the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, spiritual mentor, and a guide for women, for you who are ready to reclaim your power. We come here together to discover, to find our joy, find our ways, find our communication ways, to make a path for a better and a more joyous moment, and not make these moments sporadic, but the other way around. Joyous constantly, and the other little dips can be every so seldomly. So this is a wonderful day. This is a wonderful day today. We are actually recording this before Sunday. Because tomorrow is Passover, tomorrow, Friday night. And I am sitting here. I'm blessed to have this wonderful talent, Meital Venus. Hi, Meital.
Hi, Meital.
Hi.
Oh, hi, there Ilan. You are.
There I am.
Lovely to have you. Thank you for being here, for joining.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So Meital is a wonderful artist. She's a dancer, first of all, from what everything in her is movement. And She will tell a little bit about herself. I don't want to go in too much in that, but she's a dancer, she's a singer, she's a choreographer, she is an artist, she takes great photos too. and we are here. And today we have a little bit of a beautiful kind of surprise to me too, a little bit. We're going to indulge you with some lovely moments. And this is also our first live on the radio. Usually I'm just hiding behind the mic.
And live, do you mean live cameras?
Live camera,
and
yeah.
Live music.
And live music.
And it's the first time you're going to play with an artist.
It's the first time
you're
going to play.
In the radio. I love that. I feel special.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel special too. So, so we're going to start with something.
We will start with my song, You Smile, and which I wrote quite after I moved to LA, probably on the first month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Okay. So.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
You smile, but you seem unhappy. You drown, and you can't find your soul. You fly, but you can't have you. Okay, I feel like we should start it again. A little lower.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, that's better.
All okay. Right, let's go.
Too loud, yeah. No high risk.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you. I love your voice.
Thank you so much for playing with me.
Yeah, so we are here today, having Meital here. So tell me, Meital, tell me about, how long are you here? Tell me about your story.
It's been four years and a half.
From Israel, right?
Yeah, directly and, from Tel Aviv.
And so you've been exposed to music and to art, let's put it this way, because it's a combination of things, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I do three, like I acting and dance and choreograph. Yeah.
Choreograph. Mm-hmm. And I read I read that you were doing a lot of TV shows in Israel and you had groups that you choreographed for, and so was it in the family? I mean, how is it? Did you have a supportive family? Do you have a supportive environment? How is that?
I grew up with we are four sisters together. I'm number three.
Okay.
And like both my parents, like especially my mom, she had like a lot of like records, and music was always around. And of course, MTV was my favorite channel. I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson, so from very early age, I've been listening, copy every move, like videos, like all the music videos, all the choreographies mm-hmm. and the style. So the pop genre was really my thing.
Wow. Yeah, and, I remember. You're sorry?
Yeah, and we had a lot of like school competitions, you know, like fest, like at the end of the year. And my mom, she always used to send us, prepare us, like doing some rehearsals. Like she would like really push us. She would.
Well, how about your both family? Both sides of the family were kind of supportive like that. And that.
So I have like a very artistic. First of all, very big family from my dad's side, but both sides I have like artists, like from musicians, dancers. I have like, rest in peace, ballerina. Aunt from my dad's side, and musicians, like a few musicians from my dad's side, and I have like a dancer mm. and like, you know, and my grandmother, rest in peace, from my mom's side, mm-hmm. she used to sing, and she used to
play the drum, darbuka.
Yeah. So again, I heard different type of music. She's Yemenite, so
Yemenite, yeah, wow.
And like, yeah, Yemenite, and I heard like different style of music, like from the age of I know myself.
Wow, that's that's wonderful. I remember reading that you went through an accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
a car accident,
right? Yeah. Did that, tell me about that.
Little
that
scar?
Beauty mark here.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're so, thank you for the lovely words.
No, I mean, yeah. it's just part of
life.
The whole, no, part of, it me, fits me. You, yeah. Part of, I mean, fits you, and not as and have another one. No, but it fits you. Like, it works well.
Okay, yeah.
Suits you. And it's also because you own it.
I own it.
You own it. And here is the thing about Meital. I'm trying to get the reverb out for me, but you know what? We had so many ups and downs here, so I'm just going to leave it like that. But for you, I know where the reverb is. So here's the thing. I met Meital at a mutual function that I think we've met. And right from there, you know, when you can see an artist, or when you can see somebody who owns their clothes, who owns their walk, who owns their talk, you feel that. Mm. Right, and that's what I felt. That's what I felt with Meital, so I just want to say that. I wanted to ask you about the experience that you had with the car accident. Do you find that it was different for you after the accident, as far as your art, your music, was something changing in your perception?
Definitely yes, but it just changed everything. Basically, it was a big wake-up call from God.
In what sense? For you?
For me, in what sense? I grew up in a very small city, mm-hmm. like Eilat.
Eilat,
it's
yeah.
a tiny, my hometown is really tiny. You know how tiny it is mm-hmm. compared to Israel, even more. And I felt like my life became a little bit too convenient. And I could stay like this and just do that, you know, stay in the comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I felt like that this car accident kind of told me, start doing your things now. Don't wait. Don't, you know, I had
don't
always
procrastinate.
Yeah, because I wanted to move to Tel Aviv and I felt like I'm kind of delaying things, you know, and always have excuses why not to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, basically it's more about to leave comfort zone and always grow and try new things and explore different and bigger things and not just, you know, stay where it's comfortable necessarily. Mm-hmm. So of course it affected everything that I did, including my art. And knowing that Elat is such a small city mm-hmm. at that time, I already kind of felt that I reached to the top level of what I can achieve in that
in
city.
Elat, yeah.
So that was definitely a wake up call of like, okay, it's time to.
So it was more, oh, I got the reverb out. So it was more of an understanding that
that God loves me and I didn't die. No, I'm just kidding. I had to tell him.
Well, no. I mean, look, with every joke, every kotzva aliyaba, every...
Yeah, yeah,
there is the thing. And it's okay. There is no judgment here. You understand mm-hmm. that, right? And this is what we do here. This is what I do here. This is what I come to...
talk about.
To talk about and to bring to the awareness, because it is really about awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, for example, God forbid, I don't wish for everybody to go through an experience that you went through to wake up or to see things. And sometimes the wake up has a derogatory connotation, meaning, come on, wake up. No. What I mean is really to see with the spiritual eyes. And you being here today, Meital being here today, is wonderful, especially because of Passover. What is Passover? Passover is really is passing over from one mind state of mind to another state of mind. You know, in the beginning, I talked about that really the Israelites didn't want to leave Egypt. I mean, we are here going to celebrate the Seder, the mm-hmm. dinner, and really all the signs that represents that time and what that means, and everybody's joyous. Yes, we're going out from bondage, from our Egypt, and Egypt, you probably know that, but Egypt actually is called Mitzrayim, which is the same root word of Mitzrayim, which is a narrow path.
Yeah, like...
like a very narrow... Oh, you have videos now, you can
almost,
see me.
Almost channels.
Channels, like two... Yeah. Very narrow. And so we are in that...
Or
in
tunnels.
Tunnels. Well, yeah, tunnels. Yeah, like tunnels of dark and everything. That could be a... But comes from the word closing in. Meitzarim comes from the word to close in on you. And when we are in this place of comfort zone many times, also if it is a closing in, sometimes it feels comfortable because we know it.
Yeah, you can't fall anywhere. It's holding you.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Regardless how crappy that may be.
Yeah.
Right. And so
I need this.
Yeah, no, she needs this. And body movement is wonderful.
When it's too comfortable and square, I feel uncomfortable.
You feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So where is that coming from? I mean, is that drive to do, or is that drive from fear to stay in that place?
It's a good question. I'm still asking myself. Sometimes I have the answer of it's coming from, you know, just a child that my parents got divorced. My mom, she was just a mom, and she kind of had many dreams that she didn't achieve. So I don't want to fall to that place. So obviously there is like a little fear of being in that place and not.
So what happened if you would just relax one time?
No, I know today I know how to relax.
Okay.
For many years I didn't.
You
know.
Didn't.
No, I didn't know. I was always working, you know. Today it's more in acceptance place that I accept myself. And I know that for everything there is time.
Yeah.
And I don't push it too hard anymore as before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's
drive is just like, also, I think I like interesting things. I get bored pretty easily. So square and being just, you know, doing the same things every day. Mm-hmm. It just, I need to hard, do more than that.
Hard for me to even imagine you sitting in a cubicle behind a desk.
I've done that too.
I'm sure you have.
Trust me. In the army too.
Desk thing. Okay.
But yeah.
Well,
if you're sitting like in an office and you do what you love, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
As yeah, long of course. As if that's what floats your boat.
If you're connected and you're happy with that, you know, it's not about just love what you do.
And this is the thing, and this is the journey that we all go, especially if you are out there and you went through a separation, through a divorce, especially in the state of La La Land in California. Many of my clients are from here. It is very easy to lose focus. It is to lose the light. It's very easy to lose the light that appears getting further in the end of the tunnel. And many times when we are in those states, or if you're in the state, you make choices that come from, for example, fear of being in a certain place. I'm just using that example, but mm-hmm. it is an example that is very valid in every state, especially when you go through a break after you've been vulnerable and you go through a break, a separation, and sometimes there are those things that are really unpleasant and uncomfortable and really negative places. So it is how do you look differently when Meital is saying, you know, she loves to do what she does, and she does what she loves to do. You know, this is wonderful. I love being here on the radio.
I can tell.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love being here on the radio. You know, it is this place of closeness and expansiveness at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like winter, summer, autumn, spring, night, day, all at the same time. And this is how it feels also when times like Passover is coming. And I'm looking at this. I just came back from Israel and just looking at the difference between the tradition or religion or a construct that I'm sure to some extent we come from the same, you know, come from the same place with expectations and all these kind of things. My parents were more religious, so it was my parents became religious when I was 14. So
they became religious.
They went ultra orthodox when I was 14. I didn't even start describing or finding out who I may be, and then it's already changing again. So you know, so when you do what you love, but the thing is, it's we come to that after all that we experience, you know. I say, how do you know what you love if you don't know what you don't want? How do you know what you want if you don't know what you don't want? Sometimes we have to go through what we don't want to find.
Sometimes. It depends, and some people are lucky to find what they want.
On the first shot.
I didn't choose to be a dancer, nor a choreographer or dance teacher.
So how did you choose
it? It chose me, you know. So I feel very, very lucky that was given to me and I didn't need to choose, because I'm already really hard when making decisions.
Tell me about that first time where you had this moment of chedva. You know, chedva, I was talking about chedva. Chedva mm-hmm. is the first moment when joy starts. It's that, that is chedva. So tell me about that moment where you realize, this is what I want to do. This is where I feel.
Like, as far as dance or music? In general?
Both, or in general, dance and music.
Okay. Dance, it's way back. I'm talking about like 5-6 years old.
Oh, 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
I thought you said 5-6 years back.
No. When I was like, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like dance was my first very given thing. It's the way it's natural for me to move and dance and choreograph. I just think that way.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's nice.
How was it with music?
With music, it was, I play my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read. So it also started in that same like age, a little, maybe 7 years. I just like got like a little keyboard and I just started to play. And every time I would sit like next to a piano, I would know how to play the piano, even though I never learned. So that's also something given, you know, but with singing, it's a different process. And I was singing, I loved singing, but for a long time, I couldn't consider myself as a singer. So I kind of pushed it to the side and I thought I'm not good enough. So I focused on other things that I felt I'm better. And then it came back to my life big time.
And then there was a competition that you went in Israel, right?
Yeah.
That one of the singers.
Yeah, before that, I came out with my first single, Tragli Elav, the one that you like. I know that you like it already. And that was my first shot, you know? Like,
I love all your songs, by the way. I love also the other ones, too. We just didn't have, you know, we were playing and stuff like that, but I really like the songs.
Thank you.
They're really nice.
So, yeah, this one, I'm a friend of mine, Aleph Bet Dan.
Yeah, Aleph Bet Dan. He wrote the song,
He wrote the song, and I kind of really like that song, and I kind of changed a few parts here and there and took it to a music producer and made something, and then was the music video with the wig and everything. And after that TV show, they called me to audition for them, and then that was a totally different experience. It was beautiful, amazing, and that was the first time that I actually realized that I can
sing.
No, probably say I'm a singer and not I just sing, you know, because I feel like everybody sing.
Yeah.
Everybody sing. And that's what I used to say. I'm singing. I'm not like a singer.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I don't say I'm a guitarist. I say I play the guitar.
I play the guitar. Or today I can totally say I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I feel like more confident. And some of like, especially one of the judges in that show, she made it very clear to me that I'm a great singer. And to hear it from her, it's...
Yardana Arazi.
Yeah, how did you know that? You read that, right?
I psychicked it. That's great. Oh, this is wonderful. Remind me all the auditions to the Lakot Tzvayot, to the singing groups of the army. But anyway, let's leave that.
You want to do Tragli Elav?
Let's do Get Used to Him.
Get Used to Him? Okay.
That's the name of the song, Tragli Elav.
For that, we need the microphone, and let me check just the... Okay. Hey.
Yeah. Huh? All right.
So the tempo will be. A little slower. נכנסת לחיי, נשקת על שפתיי, היית החלום שלי, בייבי. היה זה די מהר, נפרדתי מחבר, אך לא הרהרתי כלל, מייבי, קר לי, תעשה לי תה, עם לימון ונאנה, ותזרז ענה, תגלי אליו, תגלי אליו. Step by step, רק לי לא רגע תגלי אליו, תגלי אליו צ'ילה כמו תגוב מטיב תגלי אליו, תגלי אליו Step by step, רק לי לא רגע לאכול אותו כמו קרי סוכר וקין המון רוצה עוד והמון למה הגורל מעריר חזק ופתח את הענק מי שקמצן תמיד ירגיש קריר קר לי, קר לי תעשה לי תה עם לימון ונאנה ותזרס ענה תגלי אליו, תגלי אליו סטר בי סטר רק לי לא רגע תגלי אליו, תגלי אליו תגלי אליו מותק ופתיר תגלי אליו, תגלי אליו צ'ק איט אאוט, בייבי, תינו רגע צעד אחר צעד, לא כל כך מהר, מבינים את תודעת אהבה.
אין עושה לה קסם.
לא תמיד יש להבה, לרגע שאת יש קצה זה מסתדר ואז את בא, צ'יקי צ'יקי צ'ק, תני לו להרגיש אותה. חשבת זה מסובך, עכשיו היא בגדול תראי, הכל נפתח. כן, את צריכה משחק של כוח, ככל שתשחקי, תגרמי לו לברוח. תעשה קפה, מתוק כמו שוקולד.
So this was the live version, and this is how gifts sound and look like.
Thank you so, so much.
The official clip of Tragli Alav.
נכנסת לחיי, נשקת על שפתיי, היית החלום שלי בייבי. היה זה די מהר, נפרדתי מחבר, אך לא הרהרתי כלל, מייבי, קר לי, תעשה לי תה, עם לימון וננה, ותזדרז ענה. תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו. לאכול אותו כמו קריך סוכר וקינמון מוצאות והמון למה הגורל מעריך חבק אותי חזק ופתח את הענק מי שגם צן תמיד ירגיש קריך טוב כמו קריך
לא כל כך מהר מבינים את סוד האהבה
אין נוסחה של קסם
לא תמיד יש להבה לרגשות יש קצב זה מסתתר ואז זה בא צ'יקי צ'יקי צ'ק תני לו להרגיש אותך חשבת זה מסובך שבי בגדול תראי הכל נפתח
הכל הוא גבר
כן את צריכה משחק של כוח ככל שתשחקי תגרמי לו לברוח
מרלי תעשה קפה מתוק כמו שוקולד, לא אחכה לאן.
תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו.
סטפ ביי סטפ, רק תני לו רגע.
תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו.
צ'יל אאוט מותק הוא חדיר.
תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו.
סטפ ביי סטפ, רק תני לו רגע. לאכול אותו כמו קרי.
תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו.
לאכול אותו כמו קריך
Yeah, that was quite a a video. If you see that, it's if you can go on YouTube, it's Meital Venus, V-E-N-U-S. You will find her songs there. Tragliadav meaning getting used to somebody. Well, talking about getting out of comfort zones, mm-hmm. getting used to somebody can oh, get yeah. you into a comfort zone.
Right. Getting too used to yeah. and taking for granted.
Exactly.
You mean.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The granted thing is a killer.
It is. It is. I agree. I in everything. You.
Everything, everything. But, you know, it comes most to...
relationships?
You relationships. Like, you, because when we are alone and you do something, uh-huh. there is no reflection. And we are reflections of one another. So when we see something that is in you, for example, that I like, or the other way around, it's really a reflection of me. So when we are in this, when there is this dynamic, and you get used to something, and you get used to somebody or to a situation... It's different when you're alone. Did you have that? Did you have the getting used to something that scared you off and you just took your legs and ran away? In any situation.
That I got scared because I got used to?
Yeah, because you said earlier, you know, when you get into a comfort zone.
Yeah, you know, but it's not about getting used to. I actually...
Or taking granted.
Oh, taking granted, I think taking granted is a personality.
It's a personality,
mm-hmm. or it's a habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more of a habit.
More of a habit. Mm-hmm. And I am, honestly, I don't think I really have that habit. I try to always, like, appreciate every little thing that I have in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's from the very basic things. A place to sleep and bed, you know, to any human being that I choose to be close to me, be in relationship with me, people I work with, you know, friends, sisters, family, every relative, I am really trying not to take for granted. I'm not trying, actually. I don't take for granted. Yeah.
Especially after that, that accident, right?
Let me see. I think it's from a very early age.
From very early
yeah,
age.
Yeah, I grew up with you. I think you mentioned it before. Hostel.
Yeah, a need with a lack.
I don't like the word need.
Well, the need
but
is
like the
fact you don't
a little hole or yeah. something. You know,
something that was lacking
was a little missing. Yeah. And I think it's more coming from that. Mm. Knowing to appreciate the little things.
It's interesting that you bring this up because coming from a place of a lack, like let's say for example, if you want something and you're so frantic about getting it because you're lacking it,
mm-hmm.
most chances that it will keep running away.
Right.
Yonatan Geffen, you know Yonatan Geffen?
Of course.
Oh, Yonatan Geffen is a very famous Israeli satirist. Satirical or satirist, you say? Satirist, right? And
he's not just, he's like an amazing songwriter.
Yeah. A songwriter too, yeah. But he's more, he started more with his writings. And I remember back in the 80s where there was the Melchama Shlom HaGalil, the Galil in Israel, the Golan Heights war with Lebanon and stuff, says, look, we're trying, but it's not my fault that it keeps getting away all the time.
Mm.
The goal of achieving that sovereignty
mm.
over that area. He just came to mind now. I don't know even why I brought this politics thing, but...
we were talking about lacking.
Lacking.
As long
so
as
when
you
come,
will
when we come
chase
from that,
more. Yeah.
We chase more, it keeps... Because also of the lacking. And then the energies that we draw, the people that we draw to us, the energies of the people that we draw to us are of the same things. This is why in shamanism and also in Kabbalah, we really come, we meet through our wounds many times.
Mm.
So we meet through our wounds and sometimes we don't know that. We say, oh, what a great fit.
Mm-hmm.
For example, somebody that just knows how to give or just learn how to give all the time, like doing for others, canceling themselves for others. It's a great, but not at your expense. And then comes along somebody who loves taking, right? So mm-hmm. there is a appears to be, oh, it works great for me, it works great for me, we're good. But actually, this is a wound that comes from a place of lack. And then it's hard to see that. And then 10 years, 5 years, 2 years later, you say, what am I doing here? And so it's really interesting that you brought that and that you are aware of that. And that is the first goal of before reaching to the next level.
Thank you. And awareness. I think that definitely living far away from your home country make things more like, you know, clear.
Clearer, that's right.
And also I wanted to say now I lost it.
That's okay. But this is wonderful. I love bringing here talents, and I love bringing here people that can see or have the potential and seeing and bringing themselves, not to be afraid. There is this very famous Judaic song that we sing all the time, Ve'ha'ikar, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the point, Ve'ha'ikar lo lefachet klal. And the most important thing, the essence of things, is not to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk from my experience years ago that it was really a fear that was as real as you sit in front of me here. You know, and you could see that all throughout. So it's really coming to a place of recognizing, looking at the fear, looking at things in a mapped experience. And this is what I work and do for you who are listening and are here, is mapping your experience, being able to take any situation in your life and to map that experience, to see the experience from the eyes that are not your eyes, to see the experience that from your spiritual eyes, not necessarily only from the physical, because the physical can see only from here to there. And when you are in the midst of a divorce or you're in the midst of a separation, it gets blurry and the eyes suddenly become more cloudy. And so, Meital, let's do another one.
Okay.
Let's play another one. Left it all to you?
Yeah.
So tell me about this song.
Oh.
Shish kebab.
Shish kebab. Left it all to you. It's definitely about a breakup.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say from whom.
It's okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome so much.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has to remind me every single time. There you go. Hey.
To lose control. It's burning in my heart, but I need to.
burning in my heart, but I need to let it go. It's burning in my soul, I'm about to lose control. It's burning in my heart, but I need to let it go. I need to let it, I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back.
I don't know about this guy, but you know, yeah, this is the thing. This is great, wonderful.
Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. And this is the thing. The thing also is that I write songs when there are separations. So when somebody asks me, "Why don't you write a song?" I said, "Well, you don't want to change that record." Meital, tell me. How are you seeing the next? What do you wish for you, and what do you wish for everybody? What do you want?
First of all, oh, we need to take that reverb. Okay,
yeah,
thank
you.
Can we? You hear me?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I would say health. That's bri'ut. That's the main important thing of your body, mind, and soul. And all need to be synced and connected. So I wish everybody good health and mindset.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And to myself too. I think from that place, you are in the right channel to do probably everything you wish to do in your life.
Yeah.
And as far as career, I want to create as many more, you know, creations as I can, like art, music, dance, choreographies, videos, acting, like just keep doing that, what I love.
Well, I'm glad to say that before you're hitting the Grammys and all these things, you are here first. You are here first.
In LA, yes.
Well, I mean,
I
claim that. So she was here first. I said, oh, yeah, she was here. Yeah, this is Meital. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so very much
showing up. And we had, let me tell you guys, we had, oh, there's the camera over there. We had quite a wonderful time getting together and getting acquainted with her, with Meital's music and her spirit and her energy. And it is wonderful. You can feel it, the energy in the air, and I don't want to cut it. So it's there. And thank you. Thank you for showing up and the courage for showing up and for making this happen, because otherwise we'll probably won't be here. Well, we are here because we're not there, and we're doing this because we're not doing that. So thank you for, yeah.
it's thank you so much again for having me.
Oh,
it's been really,
absolutely,
really great
pleasure,
experience.
Pleasure, pleasure. And for you, all of you, my lovely ones, and you that you are here, Passover or no Passover, but Passover is here. This energetic times of the 15th of the month is a specially energetic for you to make now a choice. It is about a choice. The choice will follow the abracadabra. Abracadabra in Aramaic means evra kedabra. I create as I speak. What happens to all these negative thoughts that you didn't act upon them? What happened to the positive thoughts that you acted upon? What happened to the negative thoughts that you actually did act on? The positive thoughts that you acted on bring you abundance. The negative thoughts that you may act on bring you maybe the other side of abundance. But those thoughts that you thought something negative about somebody, you decided, you thought in your mind some kind of negative action towards somebody, or negative thought, or negative wishing for somebody, those thoughts, just the same way that they came to us, are creating an energy, an entity of an energy that is hovering. And if you've done spiritual work, and you've done meditation, and you've gone to different healers that work with you, you know that there are parasites. There are spiritual parasites that, while they don't actively do anything, but they sit there and suck on your energy. And so it is a choice. It is a choice to bring everything to light. To bring everything that doesn't serve you. Write it down. Write it down. And bring it, not to burn it, but to integrate. Integrate. Lift the eyelids. Lift the layers. Let things shine through you. Let the light shine through you. And let your light guide your way. I'm Ilan Azulay. Thank you very much for being here and the courage to show up. BodySoulSound.com, that is the website. Facebook.com/BodySoulSound. Meital, tell me your site and link.
Meital Azulay, it's Meital Azulay, that's my Instagram, Facebook.
Wonderful.
Yes, and Meital Venus is where you can find some of my music.
Wonderful. So Meital Venus and Meital Azulay, they go well together, V and A. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Chag Chirut Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Harbe Ahava. Much love. Amen. Amen. Yeah, release, relax.
Yeah, release, משוחרר, ואז כל הפרחים יצמחו.
Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you. I'll see you later. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.